We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Miller Lite, Coors Light, Bud Light. If I'm at a Memorial Day party, I'm in it for the long haul. I'm not trying to have two IPAs and then throwing up in somebody's yard, which happened with Doran once upon a time and me. No, I'm talking about give me just a cheap light beer, and I'm going to try to throw down 5 to 10 over a six-hour period. And then number one is, this has shot up big time for me. This is like a rocket ship. This is Apollo 13. High noons. I love high noons. Peach flavor, watermelon flavor, strawberry flavor, lemon lime. They're all good. It's got real vodka in it.
They are. I'd love them more if I'm just taking them from somebody and not paying for them, because I know I've seen the price tag on those.
Huge fan.
I sound a little bit like Ron with that take, but
that's a refreshing, boozy drink.
I thought
that's
perfect
for the summer and perfect for Memorial Day.
I thought you would go with more cocktails in there.
I at a cookout, I'm not into mixing things and shaking things. I need easy. I'm in a relaxed state.
Pony, where on God's green earth is lemonade?
It's in there with the Arnold Palmer. I don't need
that
it.
Doesn't
on
count.
Yes, it doesn't count.
Donnie, does that count?
Yes.
Donnie.
It's part of the drink.
I mean, it is part of the drink. And I do love just some straight lemonade.
Too sweet for me. I like cutting it with iced tea. That's Arnold Palmer, 7 major championships. Great.
Oh, the Arnold Palmer is one of the best.
Great contribution to society and civilization.
It's one of the best concoctions ever made.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy Low 48. Those are our PM team power rankings for the day. Donnie will tweet those out. Dom dropped the ball.
Dom, I'll actually take the blame for this. I completely lapsed.
You're wrapped up in tweeting out Dom's crappy top 5 Memorial Day food list that you forgot to tell him to get Rebecca Black in queue.
What did I do wrong?
You don't have the 5 o'clock Friday song.
All right, but we can salvage this, Dom. If we can come back at 5:20, and I think we can all salvage this.
I can do that.
It'll
for
send
you.
People into the long weekend happy.
Although not as happy as they can be, because now looking back on it, Dom put together one of the worst Memorial Day food lists I've ever seen compiled.
You didn't have lemonade in your drinks list, so you can't be talking.
Yes, it is. It's in an Arnold Palmer.
It's not the same.
But you said lemonade wasn't in it. Technically, it is. It's a part of the mixed drink or cocktail that I have at 5.
Okay,
it's an ingredient.
But lemonade on its own. There's a massive difference.
I know. I've improved upon it by adding iced tea to it.
It doesn't need iced tea. Here's a hot take. I actually don't like Arnold Palmer, to be honest.
Oh.
Not the play or the drink.
Here's a hot take. I think barbecue chicken blows ass. It's always dry. They never get the barbecue sauce to taste the way it should. It's dry from being on the grill. You have to lather it up with barbecue sauce on its own. I would say even when it's expertly cooked, it's still kind of dry. If I go to a Memorial Day cookout and the whole MVP of the meal is barbecue chicken, I'm super bummed out. I'm looking for pulled pork. I'm looking for ribs. I'm looking for brisket. I want stuff like that. If the whole sun that we're all circling around is a bunch of barbecue chicken.
Well, then, my man, you need to get some better barbecue chicken.
Don, you've a better barbecue chicken experience or story you want to tell us right now?
I mean, I'll eat it, but I don't think I would have put it in my top 5. I mean, I said during the break,
top 5 meats.
I would have made a Memorial Day list that would have made our buddy Baldy proud, because I think it would have been four meats and then just pasta salad or apple pie at the end at number five. But it would have been ribs. It would have been brisket. Definitely would have been pulled pork. And then hot dogs or burgers are getting on there.
I look at hot dogs and hamburgers as like a secondary meat on Memorial Day. It's like a complimentary meat. It's almost like a side. It's almost like the hot dog is not what I'm building my plate around. I almost put it off on the side as a little bonus treat.
Yeah, or like you grab it like in passing.
You know what I mean? Are you going back for seconds? Oh, yeah, there's hot dogs out there now. Let me grab one of those. You almost built your entire team around hot dogs.
Pony, Dobby,
put a second.
Hot sausage and like kielbasa too are contenders.
Yeah. Also in the mix over barbecue chicken. Yes, Dom.
Pony, I dare you to make a better list than me. That's my challenge to you.
Well, when we get to 4th of July, I'll do the foods and it will completely kick your Memorial Day foods ass. It'll look like
the rematch on 4th of July.
It'll look like Patriots. It'll look like Bears Patriots in the Super Bowl.
I bet Doran's having barbecue chicken at his Memorial Day party that I wasn't invited to.
I don't think so. Maybe wings.
Doran is
He'll
a
smoke
big,
wings.
Yeah, but I know he's definitely having brisket. If I know anything about Doran, I know he is making brisket. And probably ribs and pulled pork.
Barbecue chicken is just, the chicken is so finicky when you grill it. Did you still make it too rare? You're nervous that you're going to undercook it and give everybody salmonella. So then you overcook it and then it's dry. No. Hey, it was Dom's first list. What can I say? I didn't expect him to ace it. He's an intern. He's supposed to get stuff like this wrong. That's the whole part of learning how to do this. That's the whole point of learning the trade.
Yeah, it's all right, Dom. I'm normally the one in your spot getting put through the ringer.
Especially by Mueller. I mean, Mueller shows no mercy. You're getting off easy by Chris being out today. He would have called you unspeakable names.
All the food I listed is good food. I stand by it, proudly.
Watermelon, corn on the cob, and potato salad as the king salad on this list.
What salad would you have put above it?
I would have put pasta salad
for
sure.
I love pasta salad, but I'm just not as into potato salad as I am.
You know what I've never eaten in my entire life? Egg
but I know
salad.
Neither have I.
How about that ham salad? You ever see that at the deli? A ham salad?
Yeah, that just looks funky to
it
me.
It looks so gross. The one thing I'll tip my cap to Dom for that he did because he was not trying to pander to people. He didn't put that stupid strawberry pretzel salad on there.
That's right.
That is my favorite dessert.
Why did you put it on there? Why did you put watermelon on there?
Because it's not a Memorial Day dessert. We actually usually have it around Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Thanksgiving? I thought it was like known in Pittsburgh as a picnic.
Yeah, because I think I got crushed for that, or one of us did because we didn't know about it.
Well, I said it looked gross and you said I never had it.
And then the Colony 4th of July thing, it was there.
Yeah, we were forced to eat it. Remember Shelby like shamed us into having some and critiquing it in front of everybody?
Yeah, which I think it's fine after having it.
I just can't get past the look of it and the texture of it. It's just a weird compilation of foods. But Dom's over there thinking about Squano and that first Thanksgiving, and he's saying, pass the mashed potatoes and the strawberry pretzel salad.
I actually thought it was a common Thanksgiving dessert because that's what I've grown up on.
Oh, honey, the Lions are on. Make sure you pass that strawberry pretzel salad around to everyone. Make sure there's enough to go around.
It's so good.
All right. You know, love this conversation, Le'Veon Bell, because he was high all the time when he played, apparently. He said that today. We'll send you into the weekend right here, Memorial Day weekend, with little Rebecca Black and what Le'Veon Bell had to say today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now that's more like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun. All right. And we got a long weekend because of Memorial Day. So, few things I want to get in here before we get to the hodgepodge of nothingness. We also have someone coming on from a premier Las Vegas destination at the end of the hour to announce an awesome event that is tied into something we're going to do on the station, which is get people out to Vegas for the Steelers-Raiders game. That is a hot trip. That is a hot ticket. And we're going to help send a couple of Steelers fans out there for that game. So stay tuned for information on that coming up. That's a great way to kick off the summer with a promotion we're going to run to get people to that game, which is on the resale market, that is one of the hottest tickets, seeing the Steelers and Raiders in Vegas. As you would expect, Steelers fans want to make that trek out there to watch their team play there for the first time. So Le'Veon Bell went on Jersey Jerry, his Steelers podcast, Donnie, and said that he made a mistake not taking the Steelers contract, that it was a petty decision, that he got ticked off about the lack of guaranteed money and pretty much flushed his career down the toilet with that decision to hold out for an entire year and then come back and take the Jets money. After that, he was done. He sucked in New York. He bounced around a couple teams like Kansas City and Baltimore, never became anything remotely close to the running back he was here. So that's good that he finally admitted that he effed up, because I think a lot of us in Pittsburgh have been saying that for a very long time. Like, if there was any chance this guy was going to continue to have a great career, it was going to be here. Or even if he didn't want to stay here, play on the franchise tag for a year and then go into free agency. Definitely don't sit out a year. I mean, that was just such a boneheaded decision on his part to do that. So here's a couple of things off of this. What Bell said today. Number one, would you consider yourself a Le'Veon Bell fan? Did you like him as a player?
As a player?
Did you root for him the whole way through? Were you always a Le'Veon Bell fan?
Are you including the...
I'm saying the holdout, the everything.
No, I wouldn't say I was on his side.
Up until the day he said, like, is... From the start of his Steelers career when he got drafted to the day he signed with the Jets, were you a fan of his?
overall. I mean, I wasn't rooting whenever he was sitting out. Anytime that dude was on the field, though, I was absolutely a fan. But I think he fouled up how he went about things his last season.
So even
here.
The marijuana suspensions didn't irk you?
I definitely thought it was stupid and thought, okay, you know, there's already stuff going on off the field with a few guys on the team. Like, you know, that's just something that wasn't needed. But I've never gotten super worked up, even though it's something as stupid as smoking weed. At least as I got older, I never got as worked up about guys doing it while they played, because you're finding out more and more how many guys actually did it. It's just a handful of guys that get in trouble, which after that, after you get caught once, you have to be a lot smarter about it. He obviously went on to say that he wasn't, and he just continued to do it, although he never got crushed for a whole season or anything like that, like Martavis Bryant did.
Right, but I don't want to – I don't think that – because Martavis Bryant is the all-time example of someone that had no control over his decision-making, that like makes me feel better about what Bell did or didn't do. As someone that smoked a lot of pot in his early 20s, I did that knowing that there were, at the time, no consequences in terms of like whether or not I was going to get kicked out of college for that, or if that was going to affect me at my job. It wasn't. When you have a multi-million dollar job and you get busted getting high on your way to a team flight somewhere, when that happened, my fandom for Le'Veon Bell stopped at that moment. And yeah, I mean, he had massive, giant playoff games, and I respect that, and I appreciated his production. But he lost me as a fan that day. How are you that dumb? On your way to work? And then after that, he got busted for more games because he just flat out missed a test. Like, that is, you don't take your career that seriously if you're making gigantic gaffes like that. So his Steelers career for me is not one where I think, what if, or man, this guy got a raw deal. You know, look at marijuana now, and guys do it, and it's not seen as a big deal. Well, it really wasn't seen as a big deal back then. You just had to avoid obvious mistakes, and he couldn't even be trusted to do that. So I think he goes down as a Steeler that is really not a likable Steeler at the end, even though we had huge playoff games for them, including setting their single-game rushing record in the playoffs not once but twice in the same postseason.
I mean, I don't root for him with anything that was not strictly done between the sidelines. I thought the guy was an idiot with how he handled his life as a professional athlete, for sure. But, I mean, whenever he was in the game, he was damn good.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could say the same thing about AB and, like, AB.
Right, but I wasn't thinking, like, oh, man, this guy got in trouble, like, you know, otherwise he's a really likable dude.
No, but I mean, like, I was ready for him to be done with the team because of that. Even with all the production he gave you in big spots. Like, at that point, like, you could literally get suspended for a season at any moment. How do I count on you, or how do I attempt to help, like, build a team around you as a very expensive player? Look, we're talking about Alex Highsmith in that way right now. Alex Highsmith, you give him $15 million a year, $13 million a year, like Bell was offered. You don't have to worry about him off the field at all. He's a great guy. Now, how good is he on his own relative to TJ Watt and his peers and all that? That's a separate question. But, like, you give Alex Highsmith that contract, and you're not worried about him getting fat off that money or mailing it in or not caring about his job anymore. Bell, if he gets that contract here, he might have smoked himself out of the league even with all that money.
Well, he did the Steelers a favor in the long run because he sat out that whole year and they offered him a lot of money, probably more than what he should have gotten, and all because the guarantee wasn't to his level. And I think I saw Jerry tweet out earlier this morning about how they offered him...
Dulac?
No, Jersey Jerry.
Oh, okay.
That he got basically zero guarantees, which I don't think that's true. It just wasn't to the level that he wanted. And he did them a favor in the long run because he chose the Jets offer, which was less money overall, just more guaranteed money. Because unfortunately, what happened with him at the Jets is what could have happened if he stuck around, because he got his money from the Jets and he played like a guy who didn't really care. He had gotten his money. He had gotten that second contract he had so wanted from another team. And he burned out with them after, what, 15 games? Not even like, he got like a full season in like a few games that next year.
And then he was gone. Yep. Yeah. And then that was it. That's all. But that happens with running backs all the time. Even guys that commit themselves fully and give a damn to the fullest extent. It's a tough position. That's why the Najee Harris first round pick, you've already had him go through 2 years. Even if he does make a big jump, which a lot of people think he will this year, I personally don't, but even if you think he will, how many good years does he even have left? Like, even best case scenario from Najee Harris, is he a 1,000-yard back for more than 2 to 3 more years? I would say doubtful. He's already, what, 25 years old? Bell's last great season was at 25 years old. So, who knows? I mean, it's honestly, like, this podcast made me, I watched the clips from it today, and I realized, like, man, that era of Steelers football with those three guys at times was really fun to watch. But I don't think that if they kept it going, they would have done any better. If Bell says, thank you for that huge contract, Mr. Rooney, I think I'm going to stay here as a Steeler. Do the Steelers win another playoff game? Do they go to another Super Bowl?
Maybe another playoff game. I don't know if they're going to the Super Bowl or winning one.
Connor was pretty good that first year after Bell left.
He was very good.
Yeah. So if Bell's here making $13 million a year and costs somebody else like a decent player a roster spot maybe for cap reasons, are you really that much better of a team? I say doubtful. What they win that year? 9 games? And miss the playoffs?
Yes. Yeah, that was
the 2018.
Yeah, the debacle in New Orleans.
Then the Raiders game that they lost. The Denver game that they lost. Yeah, but by that point, the season was already over by the time that AB thing happened. Speaking of AB, he's going to play in that game this weekend, right? Or so he claims. Did you see his agent told CBS Sports? His agent told CBS Sports that there's already been interest from other NFL teams for him to come back. That there's going to be NFL scouts at that game. Do you actually believe that? Because I don't.
No.
That there's going to be NFL scouts at an arena football game this weekend.
I wouldn't rule out that a team just sends like some low-level guy to go check it out, because why not? I mean, hell, it could even be somebody like in Dom's position, like an intern or somebody.
You send the NFL equivalent of intern Dom to go check out,
hey,
Antonio Brown.
Yeah. Let us know how the guy looks, and then that dude's going to go out there, maybe get some per diem out of it, maybe get a couple free meals. AB is going to go out there for like one play, catch one pass, wave to the crowd. They're going to say, oh, damn, we just came to this Arena Football League game and the dude came out for one play.
But here's the thing. Let's say he went out there and he actually played the entire game and looked. By the way, his quarterback is like an old Slippery Rock quarterback. He's like a local guy. If he went out there and put up in a stupid Arena Football game, he was the best player on the field, as he should be by a wide margin. That's not going to get him an NFL tryout. His last game, he stripped half naked and ran off the field. He burned bridges with guys like Tom Brady. I don't see who in their right mind, I don't care how desperate you are, who would want to touch that situation? Who would want that guy on their team at this point? Even if he looks good, he basically ruined a relationship with a guy that was willing, who was so intent on winning, he let AB live at his house. And he still ruined it in epic fashion. So I don't think anybody would seriously, I don't think there'll be one NFL scout at that game. It's not like a XFL or USFL game. It's like, these are truly guys that are.
These are guys that have other jobs.
Yes, exactly.
During their off-season.
Off-season, like, they're probably working Monday through Friday doing other things, Donnie. I don't even know.
To five, Dolly Parton.
I think that they're just semi-pro dudes.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like independent league baseball, or it's like how the NFL was in like the 1940s.
I think that's even an insult to independent league baseball. I think those guys are higher up than what this isn't even the original Arena Football League. This is a knockoff version of that. This is considered even an inferior or lesser than to Arena Football.
There's I think they still have a team in Wheeling, I want to say. I wonder if it's the same league.
That place in this league. Who did you say? The Fayetteville Hogs is the team that he's going to play against.
Or is it the Hawks?
No, I'm wrong, and you're wrong. It's the Mustangs. Sorry, Fayetteville. I don't even know which Fayetteville you're in. I don't know what state you're in, but one more thing here before we get to the hodgepodge of nothingness. You see, today is the anniversary of the Harvey Haddix game.
The 12 perfect innings?
12 perfect innings. He went into the 13th inning. And walk, error, double, loses 1-0.
You think he ever got pulled at 84 pitches?
He probably had 84 pitches by like the 7th inning. Actually, I'm going to look it up right now.
I love those stories from games back then.
How many pitches this 1959 Harvey Haddix?
And then he probably went home.
Braves.
Had a six pack.
How many pitches do you think he May 26, 1959.
So,
how many pitches
he technically
for Haddix,
went 13 innings?
Yes.
Or like 12 and 2-thirds.
12 and 2-thirds. Wait a minute. Okay, keep going. Keep guessing here. I want to see if I can find this.
Did you find the actual number?
I found the box score, but I'm looking for on Baseball References pitch count in this game.
Man, that'd be a bummer if they didn't have it.
I don't think they do.
I was going to say like 162. I don't know.
He had one walk, only 8 strikeouts in 12 and 2-thirds innings.
Okay, so probably not that high. I'd go like 148.
I got to see if I can find this. Time of game, attendance.
What was the time of game? 13 innings.
Time of game, 2 hours and 54 minutes. How about that?
I knew it was going to be under 3.
You know who gets short shrift and never gets talked about in this game? The dude from Milwaukee went 13 shutout.
Damn.
Lou Burdett. 13 innings, 12 hits. You found the number of pitches for Haddix?
Well, according to MLB.com, through 9 innings, he had 78 pitches.
But it 78 say, pitches.
It doesn't say beyond that.
That's like a Maddox-esque start. Yeah. So Haddix went 12 and 2-thirds, the one hit, one unearned run, 8 strikeouts. Burdett for the Braves, 13 innings, struck out. I mean, only struck out 2. Gave up
12. Those guys made they pitched a contact back then.
Gave up 12 hits. And he gets out of there without giving up a run. So he only had 70-something pitches through what'd you say? How many? Through 9?
Through 9. That's so funny to just think about.
And he threw 3 2/3 innings more, and there were only base runners in the 13th. So he probably was getting out of the 10th, 11th, and 12th fairly easily. Maybe like Maybe like 10 to 12 pitches an inning.
They weren't starting with the ghost runner on second.
So
they probably had an actual ghost.
Yeah, so I'm going to guess he probably threw between 115 and 130 pitches in this game. Incredible. The dude lost.
And then he went home, had a six-pack, and probably pitched 2 days later.
Do you think?
I bet he didn't throw any bullpen sessions either.
Do you think it's the greatest game ever pitched?
I mean,
12 perfect?
And
I
then
think it is, man. 12 even though
perfect,
we lost.
And then the other guy went 13 shutout. I think whole body of work here. I say yes.
The greatest game ever pitched for sure when you combine both guys. Absolutely.
Because what was the full line on the other guy?
13 innings, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. He gave up 12 hits.
Man, he was pitching dangerously, but still, I mean, he shut him out.
Big Lou Burdett.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Nitro, West Virginia. That's where the guy was born. Went to Nitro High School. The guy won 203 games. He was legit. All right, so many Steelers fans have asked me, are you going to Vegas for the game? Are you getting out there for Steelers-Raiders? First time the Steelers have made the trip to Sin City for an NFL game. And I'm like, you better believe it. Hell yeah, I am. Week 3, I'll be there. Probably the hottest ticket of the NFL season for Steelers fans. I think there's no question about it, really. Place to stay for me is right there in Old Vegas, the Circa. This spot, I was trying to describe this to somebody the other day who was asking me about it, who's used to staying on the Strip, and I'm like, man, you're a sports fan. This is the place to go. This is by far the most impressive sports book. If you want to bet on sports and watch sports, and who doesn't, if you don't do it at the Circa, there's something wrong with you. And Derek Stevens is the CEO of the Circa. He joins us right now. They just opened what is two of the biggest contests in the sports betting world. Yesterday, their Millions contest, their Survivor contest, and he joins us right now to talk about that. Derek, Andrew Filippone back in Pittsburgh. How are you today?
Hey, Andrew, great to talk to you. We're all fired up here in Vegas. We got football kicked off with the opening of these contests, so we're pretty excited.
Derek, you are a guy that I love because you're blue collar. You're like people like me. I was at the D Casino 10 years ago, just moseying about, and you came up to me and asked me how I was doing and if I was enjoying myself, and I'm like, how often do you see someone in this role do that? So you won me over with that. You took 3 minutes of your day to ask how I was doing, and you made a big impression on me. So I'm delighted to have you on the show right now.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't actually recollect, but that did happen. Of course, I trust you.
Because you probably had that interaction with thousands of people, and so I'm just one of them, which speaks to your ability to talk to people and enjoy your spot, your places, man.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you coming by the D, and now we've got the D, and we got Circa Las Vegas, and I'm just a sports fan, grew up. I can't believe I had the opportunity to build these casinos. We're very sports-orientated casinos. We're Midwest-orientated casinos. And when we started Circa Sports, one of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to really go after football contests. And I can't believe it. We're in year 5 of the Circa Million and year 4 of the Circa Survivor. And, you know, last year these two football contests were the two biggest legal football contests in history.
Yep.
And with continuous improvement, we're going to make them bigger and better this year because we're going from a guarantee of $12 million last year up to $14 million this year.
Yeah, I was in the Millions contest last year. It was a total disaster. Me and my group of guys did not do well, but that's okay. There's always this year. So just tell my listeners quickly here, Derek, how the contest works. You said all the millions of dollars in it, hence the name of the contest. But what is it, and how do people back here in Pittsburgh get involved?
Yeah, so the first contest is called the Circa Million. It's a traditional football handicapping contest where you pick 5 games against the spread each week. It's $1,000 to enter. You have to enter in Vegas. We've got 6 different locations in Vegas, or actually in northern Nevada, up by near Tahoe Reno.
Yep.
But you have to enter in the state of Nevada. And then once you do, you can get a proxy. So you can play from anywhere. You can play from back home. You can play if you're traveling. The proxy can put the picks in for you. So that's all legal. And that's the way it works. So it's $1,000 to enter, 5 selections a week. We'd pay the top 100 over the course of the year. We'd pay a handful of quarterly prizes, like $300,000 worth of prizes each quarter, and we're guaranteeing at least $6 million in payouts. If there's more than $6 million of entries, it all goes back into the prize pool because Circus Sports does not take any rake out of this thing.
Yeah. And this is the place to be for the Steelers and Raiders game in September, wouldn't you say, Derek?
Absolutely. Week 3, ironically, it happens to fall on a weekend that's a monster music festival in town called Life is Beautiful.
I didn't know that.
Life is Beautiful and Steelers coming to Vegas. This is going to be it's the weekend that we've got circled as the most epic weekend in Vegas this coming fall season.
Yeah, we're excited to announce we're going to do something that gets a couple of people out there for that game, which is just going to be massive because the interest here is just enormous. So, Derek Stevens from the Circa Sports. Derek, thanks so much for coming on. And when I get out there later this year, I can't wait to shake your hand again. Okay, buddy?
Hey, I can't wait. We're going to have a good time. We're going to hang out and have a little bit of fun. This is going to be a heck of a summer, and I'll see you for the games for sure. And by the way, any of your listeners, come on down. Say hello. I'm happy to have a beer with you.
There you go. Derek Stevens from the Circa. The guy owns the casino and sportsbook, Donnie. He wants to shake your hand and have a beer with you. How cool is that? How many people in high-up positions like that want to get down on our level and have a beer with us? It doesn't happen every day. So I respect the heck out of that guy. Yeah. All right. So let's get into the hodgepodge of nothingness.
This is the hodgepodge of nothingness.
Presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. Let's get some music here, Dom. Let's go. I'm going to start us off here today. I'm feeling it.
This is the hodgepodge of nothingness.
Donnie, you're going to love this one. There's going to be a movie about John Madden that's coming out. You see who's playing him? Will Ferrell.
What?
Just announced. Will Ferrell to play John Madden in David Russell movie. An upcoming movie based on the player, coach, and commentator. Who's playing him? Will Ferrell. Boom. Turducken. The thing about Brett Favre is all of these classic Maddenisms, Will Ferrell's going to have to perfect him. He's going to have to get in character here. He's going to have to walk around and act like John Madden, really embrace that role over the next few months.
I'm a little bit worried. I can't lie. I love Will Ferrell. He's got to be one of the funniest guys of my lifetime. I don't know how to react to that because I feel like it has to be at least it's like a 50-50, like funny and serious at the same time. And I don't know if Will Ferrell has that in him. I mean, are we supposed to take him seriously whenever he's like
I don't know,
Raiders head coach John Madden? Like, he can joke around whenever he's broadcaster John Madden and turducken John Madden and maybe even video game John Madden. But, like, head coach John Madden, what is it? Is it going to look like kicking and screaming? He better call back Ditka.
I can't think of Will Ferrell having pulled off a serious role in his career. When has he done it?
And
when has he been asked to do it?
I mean, I'm sure the people in Hollywood can make him look like John Madden, but that just seems like a challenge, too.
Early favorites to play Pat Summerall include David Spade.
Oh, come on.
Andy Samberg and Chris Kattan.
Is this serious, or are you getting this off the onion and like,
no, I'm dead ass, man. I'm dead serious.
Are they just trying to make a mockery of John Madden? What are they doing here?
Will Ferrell is set to star as NFL legend John Madden in an upcoming movie based on the player, coach, and commentator.
According and they're going to have David Spade playing Pat Summerall.
A report from Deadline, the entertainment trade report, Ferrell will star in the film, which comes from the 5-time Oscar-nominated director. The movie titled Madden will be from Amazon/MGM. Yep. A Prime Video sports original. Madden tells the story of one of the larger-than-life personalities to grace an NFL sideline. And Will Ferrell.
I can't lie. I'm a little bit worried. I'm even more worried at David Spade potentially playing Pat Summerall. Plus, Pat Summerall was a big dude. He was like 6'5".
All right, I might have made up the Spade part. But the Will,
I knew it.
The Will Ferrell part is real. He's going to play John Madden in this
okay,
movie.
Are there actually thoughts of who could be Pat Summerall?
No, I mean, you can throw your own names out there.
Or is there anything
like.
Else from this Onion article that you found?
I'm going to show you the article before you go on the air to start your show at 6, so you know I'm not yanking your chain. Will Ferrell, John Madden.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
So I put a wager in this morning. If any Pirate fan wants to follow this one, or you can just completely disregard it, or maybe even go the other way if you want to. But I have a lot of faith in Mitch Keller, the way he's been pitching. I'll talk about him later on tonight. We talked about him earlier. I put a little same-game parlay together. Pirates win, so just straight up, Pirates on the money line.
Yep.
And Mitch Keller, alternate strikeouts to 9+.
What's that get you? What's the payout there? 5-1? 8-1?
I think it was
10-1? 3-1?
I think it was just a little bit under plus 600, I want to say.
Okay.
So I'm rolling with that.
This is a hodgepodge of nothing.
Betting advice from Donnie in the hodgepodge. Dom, you want to redeem yourself after putting together one of the worst Memorial Day food lists of all time? So bad that Donnie's dad asked the question, quote, can you fire an intern?
Well, you know what? Donnie's dad, make a better list. I dare you. Yeah, I got something for you, Pony. I would make a fantastic judge on American Idol. I'm just going to say it. I watched the season finale last Sunday, and I don't have a big issue with who won, but he wasn't the best singer on the show this year.
You still watch American Idol? Oh. I think that's my big takeaway here.
Well, I do, because I
stopped
like
watching after that guy Ruben Studdard won. Remember that dude?
That's the first guy I think of. They've made some stars, like Kelly Clarkson was the OG.
I love that guy, Big Ruben Studdard.
And you got Big Ruben, who was just like a 400-pounder beating up Clay Aiken.
Here's why I'd be a good judge. I'll leave all the singing, vocal, mumbo-jumbo up to Katy Perry and Luke Bryan. They can take care of that. But I can tell if you're going to be a star. I can tell if you have stage presence. I can tell if you have a personality. I can tell if you have nerves. I can tell all of that. And that's, to be honest, a little more important than if you're a great singer.
So they used
or a
to have
vocalist.
Simon Cowell do that. What happened to Simon Cowell? He really got into the star
they
potential.
Completely revamped.
He's
there.
Out?
It sounds like it. He just went through.
Is he out?
Yeah, he hasn't been on the show in like 15 years.
So who's taking over his role?
I guess Luke Bryan is probably the harshest of the three, but none of them are harsh.
I can't imagine him ripping into people.
No, I mean, the show was definitely at its best, at its heyday, whenever it was Simon.
Paula Abdul,
yeah,
wasn't
Paula,
she on there?
And then, what, Randy Jackson?
I'll give a hot take. I thought the Keith Urban, Jennifer Lopez, Harry Connick Jr. judging panel was
again,
better.
Missed all of that.
I can't tell you. I did not watch a single episode of that era.
They were really good. And then the show went off the air, and then ABC picked it up.
You're an encyclopedia when it comes to American Idol history.
How about The Voice? You think that's like a big rival, or like do you watch that one too?
Nothing compares to American Idol.
Can intern Dom name more American Idol winners or Hart Trophy winners?
I'm not good when it comes to winners. I can probably name every judge in Idol history.
This guy. All right, thank you, intern Dom.
You're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.